inflation, not just for balloons. It's Home Economics on 95BFM with Rupert Carline of Coda Wealth.
Morena, Rupert. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, good. Had a nice weekend. Sunny this morning. What more could you ask for, really? You know?
Winter's on its way out.
Winter's on its way out. Slowly, but surely. Hey, Rupert, we've had some questions put to us by the BFM listeners for you to answer. And the first one that we've got this morning is, my KiwiSaver keeps going down and it's stressing me out. Lots of exclamation marks. Should I try and get the money out now?
It's an interesting one. I think, well, for a start, the only ways you can get the money out is if you're over 65, or if you're looking to use it for your first home, or otherwise financial hardship. So it is quite hard to get your money out. However, if your KiwiSaver is still going down, you should be looking pretty hard at that, because most people's KiwiSavers over the last 3 or 4 months should have gone up quite a long way, rebounded from the lows.
Right.
So definitely have a look at your provider if that's still happening. But then the other really important point is, there are different types of KiwiSaver funds. Mm-hmm. There are growth funds, balance funds, and conservative funds. And if the ups and downs stress you out, and if that's really hard for you, what you should be doing is putting yourself into a conservative or a balanced fund. That type of fund, it won't grow as much over the long run. However, it will be quite a smooth, steady sailing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that sounds like that's going to be a much better fund for you. So definitely talk to your provider about which fund type works best for you.
We've also got a question here that's about politics. Someone said National have said they would let people withdraw money from KiwiSaver to start a new business. Do you think this is a good idea?
Bluntly, no. I think there's a few things here. One, the description of KiwiSaver as a rainy day fund, which was kind of how it was described, is completely wrong. KiwiSaver is a fund that is set up to help people have a better retirement. And so allowing people to bring it out early for different things kind of just removes it away from that purpose. And as a country, we already have a big retirement issue. New Zealand, we're contributing 6% into our KiwiSaver. OECD average is 15%. We know people aren't going to have anywhere near enough for their retirement if they're relying on KiwiSaver as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, going and rating it for something like this is not really, in my view, a very responsible policy or thing to do. The other thing you've got to remember about small businesses, they are extremely risky. So 7 out of 10 small businesses won't survive. And so what we're saying is, we're saying to people, hey, you can now bank your retirement on the small business. And unfortunately, we know 7 out of 10, that will not work. So KiwiSaver is meant to be a safe, steady investment that provides a great backup to your retirement if you are going to set up a small business or do something different. So we think KiwiSaver should be left alone. It's not a political football for times like this.
Very interesting. All right. We've got another question here about Sharesies. People are very interested in Sharesies at the moment. What's the best place to go learn about what to invest in on Sharesies? Feeling out of my depth.
It's a really good question. And I did a little bit of looking around the internet yesterday when I saw this, and I struggled as well, to be honest. I think there are a few chat groups, the Sharesies chat groups, that have set up. Because I struggle to find an easy answer resource on the internet, look, I'll give you my answer. Find yourself 1 or 2 managed funds, maybe 3 managed funds maximum, and then put the money in there. There's some great, and kind of, if it were me, I'd be doing things like, there are a whole lot of passive options. So the Superlife funds are pretty good, and you could choose a New Zealand one and an international one, and that's all you need. And that kind of, it can be as simple as that, just finding 2 or 3 funds that give you a broad exposure, stick with that, and then leave it alone. The one thing I worry about personally with some of the stuff at the moment is a lot of people are using Sharesies to buy stocks and individual stocks. And just, if you are going to take that route, just make sure you're aware of how risky that is. Just because things are looking cheap at the moment versus where they were 6 months ago, doesn't actually mean they're cheap.
Good to know. All right, we've got someone asking, how do I change my contribution rate for KiwiSaver?
A simple one. That's simply talk to your employer. So your employer manages that, and so if you ask them, they'll be able to make the change, and then they'll make the deductions automatically.
Easy peasy. There you go. And someone said, for Rupert, if my KiwiSaver drops in value and I buy units while the fund's value is lower, when the fund rebounds, do I effectively generate more worth as I bought more units while their value was less? Like buying shares when they're not worth much, but then the company does well, my shares go up in value. Cheers from Nige.
The answer, Nige, is yes, exactly.
Oh, there you go, Nige.
So just, I mean, if you go, so look, on a massively extreme example, you're putting in your $50 a week between your employer and your employee contribution. If the units are valued at a dollar, you'll get your 50 units. If the value of your fund drops by 50%, mm-hmm. Now the units are worth 50 cents. And so rather than getting your 50 units, you're going to get 100 units. And as the market rebounds, which it always does, those 100 units that you've bought should hopefully be worth a whole lot more in the short space of time.
There you go. And our very last question is, I have a newborn baby. When should I open a KiwiSaver for her?
It's an interesting one. So,
congrats, first of all.
Yeah, good point.
Congrats to that person.
Look, starting a savings account for your kids is really, really important.
Yeah.
And the sooner you do it, the more the investments will work for your children. And the less you have to save to get to a big number. Whether you do it through KiwiSaver,
mm-hmm.
Or through ShareSees, InvestNow, or one of the other investment platforms, I think is up to you. The advantage to KiwiSaver is that it's really simple, the funds are really cheap, and also the money is locked up until your child wants to buy a house,
mm-hmm.
Or retire. And that can be seen as an advantage or a disadvantage. See, me, with my kids, we've set up separate investment funds outside of KiwiSaver because I don't know what my kids are going to want to do. So for me, my kids, I think, will they need to travel? Do they want to start a business? Is there something else that comes up?
Mm-hmm.
And KiwiSaver doesn't allow any of those other outcomes. And unfortunately, the membership tax credit, the $500 a year, that's only available for people once they're over 18. So there are no real advantages in them moving into KiwiSaver as a kid versus another outside investment option.
Good to know. Well, thank you very much for that, Rupert. If you do have questions, you can send them through to 5395 and we'll put them to Rupert this time next week. How does that sound?
Perfect.
All right, we'll see you then.
Thank you.
That's Money, Home Economics on 95 BFM.